NDN Collective was started a few years ago to support Indigenous leaders and efforts. Now, they've changed their focus to funding pandemic relief. Nick Tilson is the president.
Less than 0.5% of all philanthropy in America goes to Native communities. And this is an issue the NDN Collective has been trying to address since our creation a couple years ago.
Tilson says there is federal aid for tribes and Indigenous communities, but the money isn't coming in quick enough, which can be dangerous. He says since many Indigenous communities are already underinvested, this can put more stress on first responders, emergency management, and individuals.
And so this is designed to provide gap funding, immediate support to those organizations and tribes and communities out there that are providing direct and essential services to their community.
That includes tribal healthcare systems, nonprofits, businesses, and grassroots efforts. Tilson says their priority is getting protective gear and essential material to communities on lockdown.
Along with additional medical equipment, additional food and supplies for young people that are in the Indian welfare system, supporting some of the elderly care facilities and veteran facilities that are out there.
Nick Tilson says the collective has built relationships with philanthropic institutions over the years that helped them raise money for pandemic response quickly.
When we made the decision to make our other work essential and to not reorganize existing dollars, we leaned on our philanthropic partners and said, hey, we want to build a fund for Indian Country. Will you go in partnership with us? Can you help make this happen?
So far, the NDN Collective has raised more than $3 million. Their plan is to get to $10 million. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.